Welcome back to Saving Grace. How's your New Year's going? Have you been keeping to your New Year's resolutions? I have been getting my steps in on a treadmill. My New Year's res was to walk more and I can do it without leaving the house. If your New Year's resolution is to maybe make some more money, get a bit more successful, you're going to love today's sponsor of the pod. Over here at Saving Grace, we love Shopify. And we're here to remind you of how you can revolutionize your business in person or online. From big brands to small boutiques, Shopify helps thousands of businesses to help sell online or in person around the world. No matter what stage you are in your business, you can successfully grow like a true girl boss that you are. From teddy bears to fake tan to eyelashes, whatever your business is. Shopify can even get you selling across social media like Facebook, TikTok, and even Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 help and an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Sign up to the £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/grace in all lowercase. Go to shopify.co.uk/grace to take your business to the next level today. Right, so I'm going to give you a hint on who our guest is today. It's the only two things that I would consider a threesome with. Burger and chips. I'm only joking. It is Anna and Mandy. They are not potatoes, they are not wedges, but they are saucy, spicy, and very good for the soul. So today's sponsor is obviously HelloFresh. HelloFresh is an amazing way to maintain wholesome and easy eating habits throughout the days. This week is my favorite, the cheddar cheeseburger. I love a cheeseburger. This one is also amazing if you are feeding your family. It's not too long and it is a family favorite. If you've got fussy eaters, no one is going to complain about a burger. HelloFresh is amazing because there is no commitments and you've got your meals planned. One thing I hate is going into the supermarket and having to decide what on earth I want, what I have to do to put together. HelloFresh comes all in one. And I've also been loving the Cajun barbecue chicken rice bowl. I love a rice bowl. And guess what? I can do it at home and they give me all the ingredients. These are just two of 44 recipes that you can get your hands on. HelloFresh also personalizes to how many people you've got in your household, so it means there is less food waste. Some weeks it's just me, myself, and my cat, and other weeks I've got the whole of my friendship group over, and that's a lot of mouths to feed. I like HelloFresh like I like my men. More taste and a lot less waste. Make sure you head to hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace to get 60% off of your first order and 25% off of your next 2 months. That is hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace. Thank you again to HelloFresh for sponsoring today's podcast. Now on to my phenomenal guests, Anna and Mandy. Hi. Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Honestly.
I know.
I watch your pod, Sisters in the City. Come on. And I love it because you guys just talk about the rogue shit, like the rogue shit. And I'm just like, I'm here for it.
It's just completely unfiltered shit in it.
Completely here for
it. We're so similar as well, I feel like. I just feel like I vibe with you because we're so similar. Amen. We're so like real, filter free. Yeah.
And you know what pisses me off? You know when you, and I know like we'll say some corkers right on the pods and I'm like, that is a funny story. The comments are like, where'd the classy girls go?
Yeah.
Fuck classy girls, they're boring.
Yeah.
I just feel like I finally met someone more funny than me and I'm really depressed about it.
At the end of the day, like obviously.
I just don't want to be here. I was really upset.
We've been talking before the podcast for like literally an hour.
Whole pod.
We've basically done a whole pod before the pod. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just like literally laughing in between these two.
Like, and it's a competition.
You know, that was a good one.
Who's funnier?
You can't come out with me. You're going to take my limelight now.
Do you know what? Yeah, but you guys have got like such good bodies. I'm going to be like your little like serpent friend in the middle.
No. Our bodies are out of fashion now. The BBL body is out of fashion now.
You guys
now.
Like, you know, when you guys in an R&B room can like whine. I have to two-step wherever I go. Because if I bent over, they'd be like, oh, she's in agony.
I bet you can twerk.
You know that thing on TikTok where you bend over a little bit and you shake your, like, like your legs are straight and you're like that and the ass moves.
Don't be fooled, Grace. Just because we got bunda, we doesn't mean we could dance.
Oh, really?
That's why we spend the whole night arguing. That's like our boyfriends.
Just to fill time.
Yeah, just, yeah, because otherwise they have expectations.
You both have boyfriends.
Unfortunately, yeah.
You, is this Gingerbeard?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I told you I watched the fucking
My boyfriend's Gingerbeard. Her boyfriend is called Cowslick. They have nicknames because...
That's not their actual name. That's not that's their actual their nickname. You,
this is Mr. Gingerbeard. Yeah. Love that.
So they're best friends, actually. So yeah.
You're dating best friends.
She always gets with like my boyfriend's best friend. She keeps...
Oh, really?
She keeps trying to fuck my... like boyfriend's best friend.
Well, at least it's not trying to fuck the boyfriend. Like that,
that could be
worse.
That would be a real problem.
Yeah, it would be a real problem.
Jerry Springer shit.
That our sisters like that, you know.
What?
Yeah.
Some sisters will have like. What do you think on sisters doing threesomes with a guy?
I think it's incest. Gross.
I thank you. I think it's crazy because I'm like
disgusting.
If I looked at any of my siblings, I'd be like, I never want to see you
that's
naked
like,
ever.
Isn't that like having a threesome with like your mom or your dad?
Yeah,
well, I actually know of people that have threesomes with their dad.
What?
I know,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like they're like a very wealthy family that we know that like has threesomes with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just normal for them? Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's nasty. Freaky shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you guys in like long... How long have you been with your boyfriends?
So in like a few months, for me, it'll be 3 years.
Men will really grow after the first year because they're like, I'm so lucky to be with her.
Yeah.
And then after a few years, they're like, yeah, she's in for the long run. So
exactly.
Yeah.
They get comfortable.
They get too comfortable.
We talk about this a lot, actually. Like relationships, how you get comfortable and like you less like passion, fire, less sex.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
these things.
Well, how do you even keep it entertaining? If you've got the same person shagging you, it's got to be after a while like
yeah
anal
yeah, yeah. Shake well, up I mean, the... you tried that earlier on as well like after the first year you start doing that
is, I'm not dressing up like as if they're like do a nurse I wouldn't know well you could do that
yeah. Like,
get your actual fucking uniform on you yeah. Like, hi guys
yeah. But this is the thing, this is the awkward thing, like at the beginning of the relationship you do all that dressing up stuff. Like I remember the first
you're just excited to
first Christmas with my boyfriend I did like a little Santa
but you were really on it
like red lingerie. This Christmas I'm in my Christmas pajamas with my hair greasy and a bum.
The way times change, man.
I remember
the last time I dressed up for Gingerbread Man, poor guy.
My free him,
honestly. Set him free in it for the streets. But I mean, I feel like all of that shit comes with like, if the more you get like treated amazing, the more you want to like treat them.
True.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's true. I'd be like, if you get me a Chanel bag.
There you go.
Best believe. Mm-hmm. Santa's outfit. I'll be an elf.
Yeah, I've got little seeds on my nipples and shit.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't want to sit me like a 12-year-old boy stood there. What do you want then? You want me?
You're sexy, shut.
Yeah, you know, I've been told. Well,
you're actually gorgeous. I don't know why like you bring yourself down.
Yeah, you're stunning.
Do you like your body and everything?
Around Gingerbeard, he might just cheat on
me. Yeah, yeah. God bless. The thing is, right, one thing I will say is I know I could do with a lot of work going on. But, no, but... I'm funny, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
matter.
Right. No, You've got both. You've got looks and personality. Your skin right now is glowing.
Is it?
Like, I'm not even joking. You're underestimating how gorgeous you are.
Every time my boyfriend tries to say, like, look, I'm so good looking. Look at me. My six packs are coming out, whatever. I'm like, you're good looking for a little while. I'm going to be funny forever. You're lucky. You're young. You don't need to think about these things.
No, yeah. God forbid.
You don't have to get into a relationship and think, oh, is this going to lead to marriage? Is this wasting time? Like, I feel like when we get to your 30s, it's annoying because these are all the questions that start popping up.
And also, I feel like, I don't know, but do people come up to you and go like, so when are you guys going to like, think about kids?
Yes.
Oh, the pressure and like to have kids. My mom is constantly on my case. Like, are you going to give me grandchildren? Especially being Middle Eastern, it's even bigger. Like everyone's expecting you to get married and have children.
Yeah.
And it's like, I still want to be partying like in a beach club. I'm not ready for children.
Get me to know, boo.
My dogs are long enough. Like it's hard enough.
Yeah,
100%. You can't be asked for kids at all, man.
And that's like, such a big like...
At all.
It's such a weird thing for women being in their 30s and not really wanting to be like getting married and having kids. We're more like you don't have to now. But then again, at the same time, it's like my
fertility clock.
Yeah, the clock is ticking.
So it's like such a big.
You
thing
can
in
get them taken out. Just freeze them.
That's what I think. Just I need freeze to do them. That.
But my mom had me quite old. I think my mom had me in her like late 30s, 40s.
These are the stories I want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. No, and she's thriving. She had a great time.
Really?
And I feel like because sometimes, obviously, no judgment, but. If you have a kid really, really young, there's obviously that argument, well, when they're grown up, you can go back out. But then it's like, well, you've still got a kid, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
And also, like, why would you want to be, like, in the out and about when you're, like, older, surrounded by youngsters?
It's like me. Can't even go to the clubs in London anymore because I'm just like a grandma.
By the way, a lot of people may not know Crazy Club because I remember I went there with guys who were gay. I'm not like, you know, me loads of guys. But I went there and they were like, yeah, free. How many followers do you have? So I had to show them my Instagram. They let me in. And then they to my male friends, they were like, 50 quid cash.
No.
To get in.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this normal?
We actually...
Yeah, that's what clubs are like. They normally let pretty girls in for free. Mm. But they're like that with girls that they think are busted.
Yeah, which is really bad. Like, especially...
Yeah. But I'm back.
Why? Anyway, here we go.
Because of the girl at the door was because like, we don't want to go to get
She just hated us.
Wish her well in hell.
And then we just got into like some beef thing.
Love
and they
that.
Just
and then when I came
us.
Out of Love Island, I had a launch party there. And I was like,
can't stop us now.
Love Island must feel so long ago.
It actually feels so long ago.
Yeah.
It's weird. But it has been long. It's been 4 years. So.
Are you doing All Stars?
So, what's
the vibe? I was going on it.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you were.
So yeah, the producers like did reach out to me a few times. Mm. I even actually spoke to him about it because you know my relationship's so up and down. Mm-hmm. It's like, I was like, you never know what's going to happen because we started talking about this in the summer. And I was like,
oh, fuck
yeah. Hell. So I was like, you know, what if like we do end up breaking up because it was so up and down?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe it could be an option. But then like the more I thought about it, I feel like I've been there, done that. It's in like, yeah, I just can't see myself going back on there because who the hell would I couple up with?
Especially because you know all the people.
I know
them. It's a bit awkward.
Yeah, I literally know them all and I just don't see any kind of potential.
I just feel like on All Stars, it's going to be like, everyone's going to be trying to get with like the most irrelevant person. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
who's like popping the most on social media and doing the most.
So true.
Everyone's like, if you went on there, you'd be bagging every guy.
We can only fucking hope. I'll put Megan Barton Anson in there. Let me in there. Come on.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah, it must be nice. Honestly, what a fucking woman that woman is. Would you guys ever go for women?
Oh, I've experimented with women. Anna's like...
I would have loved to experiment with it, with women. But
I would love to.
But like, as in like, just to be like, I've tried it, but like it never happened for me. And then now I'm in a relationship, so I can't.
Well, you said you've never even kissed a girl.
I've never even kissed a girl.
Not even like a friend on a night out drunk.
Never.
Wow. Anna's a goody two shoes.
No. Like I really want to...
Can you imagine Anna trying it with a bird?
No, I'm too scared to try it.
Yeah, they'd have to try it with
you. Yeah, and then even if they tried it with she'll be like, oh my God.
No, wait, hold on a minute. Maybe, yeah, like at first when I first would have tried it, they'd have to try it with me. But then after a while, I'd be like, yeah, come here.
Like, you'd intimidate me. Like if you came up to me, I feel like you would, if I got an Uber back with you, I'd be in the room and I'd have to take myself to the bathroom.
You'd be scared.
Like, I'd be like, come on, Grace.
I'd be like, come here, Grace. Come
on. Yeah, I feel like you'd like whack me onto the bed. And I'd be like, Mandy, please.
Everyone always sees me like this such alpha.
Yeah, I feel like you're like a dominatrix.
What was my first encounter with a bird? I think I like persuaded this girl to come to the toilet.
Not persuaded. Crazy. I'll give you
the toilets with me. I actually went through a little phase. Do you know what happened yet? I literally got fucked over really bad when I was like 21.
God forbid.
By like this like asshole. Yeah. Anyway. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Men are assholes. Let me try women. Yeah. And then I just went through it. But then emotionally, it just wasn't there. But like physically, they were just fit.
Yeah.
So then I kind of went through this phase and then I had a really bad experience where like I went down on a girl and she was on her periods and it was like some vampire Halloween shit going on.
Did she not decide to tell you? Oh, no. Mm. So you only clocked after maybe when you went...
Do you know when you just, like the iron, the taste of the metal, like, it was really, and then I just became 100, like I could have had a potential. Potential to be gay. And like, just made me so straight.
That's a wild thing not to really, maybe like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
I'd be the same. Like I could probably like physically just try with women, but I like, with a man, I could be more, because I like, I'm really like a masculine man.
Yeah.
Like the masculine energy would be there. With women, I'd be like, oh, she's so soft. Like, I don't want
to. I think I'm the other way around. I think I could just go to a woman like, nah, your pussy's crazy.
No.
But with a guy, I'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Do you know what? Once I remember bringing a girl back, and then it like I woke up in the morning, I was sober, and I looked at her in the bed, and I started panicking. And I left, and I went to my mum's, and then I was like texting saying, hey, I had a family thing, like... Basically, like,
oh, you upped and left.
I left her in the house alone.
Yeah,
because like the emotional side of it freaked me out so much. Yeah, I left her in my house alone and went to my mum's.
Leave the key under the mat.
And then it's just sort of weird.
Like, what do you do the next in the morning? Like, do you make her breakfast?
Like who the fuck pays, yo?
Nah.
Who the fuck?
Oh
pays?
My God, it's so true.
No, who pays? Because I ain't paid for shit ever.
No, I didn't even fit. I'd be like, should we split it?
Yeah, that's how, like that's yeah, how it goes.
Is that how it goes? Every time.
Yeah.
That's expensive life.
Yeah, that's why we have to stick to men.
Yeah.
I promise you, Joe and the Juice, I'm not paying for it. £5 for a smoothie.
You've got a fucking flat white oatmeal.
Get fucked. There's
absolutely no way. Expensive but now. They're like £5.
Yeah.
Well, what about the whole feeling of like being taken out and stuff? Like,
yeah. But then who's like in a girl-girl relationship, like, who's the one who puts the arm round?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Who takes the chair round?
Who that, opens the door?
Yeah. But I feel weird groping a woman's ass.
Yeah.
I used to work, in Harvey Nichols before I went Love Island, you know, days where I actually had to work.
Yeah.
Anyway, those
unfortunate times.
And like she was like fully gay though. She wasn't even interested in guys at all. And we were all girls on that counter. She used to give us like the best stories every single day at work. She's like, I go to these like mad sex parties and like, she was like, with a strap on, like, it's the best thing ever. You should try it. Anyway,
we're just not living life, are we?
Clearly, I'm living in a shed and not leaving it. Clearly.
Yeah, she was living some mad life.
Listen, I'm not putting on a strap on. Me with my tiny, it wouldn't keep, my cheeks wouldn't keep it up. I'd have to hold it on. There's no fucking way.
That's probably sexy though.
All right. Like, fucking hell. God, she is a lesbian. When you get home, you're like,
I'm definitely living in a shed.
Yeah. She never put the strap on. Her other half used to put the straps on. And then she used to always say it was like the best thing ever. But I just thought strap on is like the same as a dick, isn't it? But maybe not.
But maybe if you're like bisexual, it would be like,
because
best of both worlds.
Yeah, the boobies as well.
And it doesn't stink either.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully they wash it
plastic, afterwards.
Plastic,
so it smell.
Yeah, true. What is like the craziest story you guys have got together that you can tell on a pod?
I don't even know.
The craziest story is probably that we got arrested.
That is true. We did.
We got arrested together at the same time. For an argument we had with each other.
She's a snitch.
No, I can't wait, hold on a minute.
I might have to call the police and back up. I've brought this back up.
You wouldn't believe where we got arrested. Outside the Dorchester Hotel, the most posh place ever.
Hands behind my back in my fashion.
Why are you arguing?
Well, actually, it's rooted from like an argument I had with my ex-boyfriend.
I wanted
to go home and she was going home without me. And I was like, why are you leaving without me? I want to go home.
Yeah. Like, we live together. Me, you, and your boyfriend live together. So even if me and her go home, he's still coming back to the same place.
Yeah. We were really drunk, right? Yeah. So she goes, and then I'm with my ex-boyfriend arguing, I want to go home. He won't leave me alone. So I actually called the police myself on him. Right, I call the police on him.
I do this as well. I keep calling the police on my boyfriend.
Yeah, so the police comes. Then Mandy comes back. She says, "Give me the house keys." So she comes back in the cab and says, "Give me the house keys." At this point, I'm like, "You're leaving me with him." So we argue, and then the police come.
No.
Yeah.
Well, she pushed me. Okay. She loved to leave that part.
She pushed me.
Oh, no. She pushed me. Yeah. And then I pushed her back. And then my nail must have caught on her. Was it?
And it was like, it was like a tiny
part.
A little
speck of
blood. But you know, if you like even get like a vaccine, there's a dot and you squeeze it.
Yeah.
It was like a dot.
I'd be rinsing that.
Yeah. Watch it. She was milking it.
The police came and they were like, what's going on? And they were like, what's happening? You like, and they were like, who did that? I was like, her. And then she
did this.
And then she was like, well, she pushed me. And then next thing you know, we both got arrested. The ex-boyfriend was just standing there like,
he got away.
Oh my god.
And we were like, and then once we got, I was in the back of the police van. Yeah.
Oh my god.
She started realizing what she did, and she was like, wow, that's my sister, let her go.
I was like, I love her. I love her more than anything in the world.
Next thing you know, we're on our way.
We get kept overnight. Yeah.
Oh no, sorry, they took you.
She was in a jail van.
I went in the back of the police car. I had a man in the front, a man next to me. I said it's on my podcast, and then I made a clip out of it, and then I had to delete it because my boyfriend got really upset. But basically, I was in the back of this car, and I was like, oh my god, it was like, it's really like a mini dress.
It was like porny. Yeah.
I was like, oh my god, what's gonna go on? Anyway, next thing you know, nothing happened. Cell.
Yeah.
So you both sat in a cell,
separate cells, obviously. And I was like, what is going on? Like, we're sisters. We're like, have you never had an argument or a little scrap with your sibling? Like, we love each other more than anything. Let me go. I called you for my ex. Like, did he?
Where's he?
They didn't even question.
What cell is he in?
Literally, they didn't even question me about that.
Oh.
Like, literally, nothing. No question.
Oh,
24
my.
Even
hours
the woman.
Fucking cell. It's giving 24
the police hours officer the next day thing. While she was giving me the, you know, they're like EastEnders, they do the little like interview and the recording and stuff.
They did. They did.
Yeah, they did. And she literally felt stupid doing it. She felt stupid doing it. I was like, have you not had an argument with your siblings before? Like, I love her more than anything. Like, is she okay? I'm asking about her.
Yeah.
Like, and then she was like,
I can't believe this bitch got me arrested.
The next day, walking out.
Yeah, your tape was different. You were like, let me out that
bitch. She was getting blankets, tea.
They loved me.
I was like, refused. I was so stubborn. I was like, nope, I had a really bad jail experience. I had a bad jail experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It's lucky that we didn't end up getting, like, I don't know, people taking pictures or filming us.
Yeah, it was after Love Island, right?
Shut
I was just waiting.
Fuck up.
I was waiting for it to come out in the Daily Mail, and like, literally. Especially in the back of the police van, I heard the people at the front talking about
it. Yeah,
I feel like there's pictures up on
the internet. She caught them.
The police.
The police. It's like they did it for Bantz.
We got Anna from Love Island.
My, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous.
So then you get released and what, you just
have? I walk out of the police station with full face of makeup, my hair like this. Yeah, like last night's outfit. I just felt a very it was a very low time.
It is a low point.
How the fuck does this happen to us? Like, yeah. how
did you laugh about it? Then,
of course.
Afterwards?
Yeah, so much.
Cool.
That's crazy.
We're the closest sisters. Like literally, you will not find sisters like me and Mandy. Yeah, we share everything.
The debrief after must have been incredible, though.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine how funny
it
was.
Is it just carry on, go back to normal? She's still with her fucking ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, she was still with her ex-boyfriend.
That's wild. I bet he was like,
that was crazy. Having a sister is like, it's amazing. You get so many benefits. It's such a blessing. At the same time, there's so much drama, isn't it?
Drama, because things like, you know, being dating best friends and stuff like that.
You guys are so close. You're always
together. We shared everything. We shared money up until a year ago.
While Anna was making loads, we shared it.
You didn't have a choice.
Literally, up until we moved, we literally shared thongs.
Yeah.
We shared
people find that weird.
Yeah. Everyone finds that weird.
Though, it gets washed.
Okay, if it's what I thought you meant,
that's fucking
sick. Okay, no, but we share money, thongs, everything, like, except for men.
Except for boyfriends.
And that's a good
line. And shoes, because she's got
that's the right place
to stop. Yeah, that's a great place to stop.
She likes men that look like me. I like men that look like her.
You always say this, and it always sounds really weird.
I love that you said that you like masculine men as well.
Why do you always say this? That sounds so weird.
No, because she always goes for men with really dark features.
Oh, and you go for ones with light features.
How crazy is that?
Of course, yeah.
They do say that you are actually drawn.
Well, it's because you love each other.
Yeah, it's like manifesting her in a man.
Yeah.
I mean, she's kissed my cousin, our cousin. So when we went to Iran, and she was like, well, he's quite fit.
Yeah.
She was
like, he's grown into some nice young man.
She was like, let me teach him a thing or two.
Obviously, he's from the village. He's never really kissed anyone in his whole life.
That is fucking incredible.
So I was like, let me teach you one or two things.
He has like a picture of you on his mantelpiece.
Yeah, 100%.
Like,
he's still, I'm
thinking
still,
that Mandy Bird.
Yeah, he's still bashing
over me. Don't know why he's from East London.
Till this day.
Love her.
I feel like,
how do we go on from Love Island to this?
Yeah, we've gone... So far, I want to move on to another thing.
Go on.
You guys cracked me up before because I was like, can I ask about the BBLs?
Yeah.
Please tell me your BBL experience, because people have died. Yeah.
People are dying. Me and Anna almost
people killing people dying.
Yeah, it's mad because so many people are interested in this. Like, we did an episode on this. It was our highest listened episode, and I thought no one would be interested in it.
It was called "Plastic Surgery Ruined Our Life."
Oh, yeah. And that was great the title. Clickbait.
That was
But
it actually did in a way, not ruin our life, but like we wanted to basically make a lot of. Especially like young girls aware, like, because they see all these girls on Instagram. They probably even see us on Instagram. They're like, oh my God, they look amazing. I want to do that. I want to be like that.
Yeah.
But really, they don't see the
story. You've got gas right now.
They don't see the story behind it. They don't see what we went through when we did like some of the surgery. They don't see what we like, the scars that we're left with. So we wanted to just make people like aware. Like, we're not anti-plastic surgery.
No.
Obviously.
No,
100%. But I think I'm just like a bit obsessed, actually.
It's an addiction.
I feel like it's an addiction.
Yeah, I agree.
I actually really like the feeling of being under anesthetic, which is really bad. I feel like Michael Jackson. No, I'm not joking.
You don't look like him though. So
no,
God
I know.
Bless, do you know what I mean? Until you get to that point.
I don't have enough money to just take it that far.
I will sit you down and say, you need to stop now.
Yes, I think I wouldn't let you get that.
Yeah.
So basically, we just wanted to make girls aware that there are, like, there's really bad cons as well with plastic surgery.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful, like, that, especially now in the press. Mm-hmm. There's so many, like, stories girls are, like, you know, dying from plastic surgery.
Yeah, crazy.
So I think that you have to make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it because... Firstly, not for anybody else but yourself.
Yeah.
And it's something that's really bothering you and it's like really affecting your life. And it's like you've thought about it long, hard, you've done your research.
Not only that, you fucking could, like, I've ended up with irregularities, so unsymmetrical.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you don't want to see me naked, bitch?
I do.
One side is like Kim K after, one side is like Kim K before.
Really?
It's like, you know,
skipping before and
it's very different. And then also scars. I'm Frankenstein, yo. It's a lot of Frankenstein
there's a lot
shit.
Of scars.
So many scars that, like,
basically one of the times we went,
yeah,
the guy really did scar us badly, and like,
fucking hell.
Yeah, and like we have got really bad scars, which makes us really feel bad insecure.
Yeah,
and it's like you go to do these things but you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you really don't know what's going to happen. I know friends that have gone for, and we're lucky to be honest, I know girls that have gone for BBLs and they've come back with loads of dents on their stomach from lipo. Like, you have to be
My cousin went for BBL, she nearly lost half an ass cheek. And this,
she had an infection.
She would look like me.
No, she literally ended up in hospital.
What?
Yeah, her tissue was dying inside of her because, like, if they inject like the fat into the vein,
That's how
that girl recently, she passed away because it basically stopped the oxygen being passed around her body. And then
there's a girl I follow on Instagram, and she got like injections in her ass instead of like a BBL, and she was in hospital for weeks because they couldn't work out what the infection was, and it was kind of, and it had spread everywhere.
I feel like nowadays, though, I actually think that maybe injections might be safer than actual BBLs.
Well, the BBL process is fucking mental.
Yeah.
Like, when I see the healing process, I think, fair.
Yeah, I mean, we have a story. Like, one of the surgeries we went for, the second one in Turkey.
Mm.
Oh, my days.
Me and Mandy, like, we literally thought we were dying.
Yeah,
really.
Like, we literally, I feel like we almost died. We were bleeding excessively in the hotel room in Turkey.
But when I woke up, Anna, I was on a hospital bed covered in blood. I was
on like shaking, like no exaggeration. Mandy was like this on the hospital bed.
Yeah. The whole bed was blood.
Oh my God.
And I was vomiting at the same time.
Nah.
And at the same time, I had a cataract. So it's like, you know, it's attached to your like bladder or whatever. And then you basically I couldn't pass urine. I was like pissing in a bucket, vomiting and bleeding for like 3 days.
Yeah, that's normal. Really horrible.
That was, and then when we went to the hotel,
we were going to pass out, both of us. We were both like trying to help each other because we both had the surgery at the same time.
Thank God you were both there.
We both did surgery at the same time.
No, we were fucking used to that blind needing the fucking blind.
Yeah, it was really, really scary.
Oh my God.
And my mum had no idea because we lied to her.
Because she would never have let us.
Really?
Yeah, it was a nightmare. Yeah. Honestly, it was a nightmare. And then that didn't stop us.
We didn't learn. I don't think we learned. Like, until now. Now
did you guys have another BBL after that?
Yeah. So you said, right. But this time we were like, we're going to someone that
world renowned.
We we did our research. Mm. But this is the thing. Even with research, you have to be so careful because online, a lot of like, they do promotions with influencers.
And they can fake reviews.
Have you seen that fucking Netflix show, Bad Surgeon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy.
Scary. So yeah, basically the third time we really thought that we did like our research, we thought he was the world renowned, and that's when we came out with the scars. We didn't have such a bad like recovery, but the scarring was really bad.
You cannot
trust. Even now to this day, we speak about this on our episode when it goes in. We go into detail because I'm not going to bore you guys or going into detail now. But like, even now I have to go back for surgery because I went for my boobs and now like I bottomed out.
Yeah, so like, I bottomed out.
My nipples are too high.
That happened to me.
Oh no. Yeah.
I have to go for surgery again in the next few months. I'm just trying to get to my goal weight.
There's a very famous actually saying. It says the more surgery you get, the more surgery you need.
Yeah.
Because you need to keep fixed like now.
So I do, in a way, I want to put people off surgery if I can, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because like, I think if you can not have surgery, don't.
And we were talking as well, trends change. So like, when I was at school, it was all about the Kate Moss, skinny girl, no tits, what, no art, like it was all that. And then it was like Kim K, BBL, curvy girl. Yeah, curvy girl. And now it's going back again. To skinny, no BBL
girls.
Girls.
Yeah, literally, when Kim K, like, suddenly the trends start changing, she transformed.
Yeah.
The fucking Victoria's Secret model, I swear to God. And she's like a billionaire. She can afford to do that. Yeah. Bitches like me, you have to finesse men for surgery. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with the trends.
She's had her BBL, like, completely redone.
Yes, completely.
Completely.
Yeah. She looks slim now.
Yeah.
Like, really skinny.
But that's why it's like so important to not follow trends and like not do it for anyone else.
Yeah.
Not for trends, not for boyfriends, not for friends. No one. Instagram. You do, if you're doing something, you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Like that's so
I actually rate girls. Yeah. Mm. I rate them so much. I envy them. The ones that didn't do it, didn't jump on trends, didn't like end up fucking around with their body for no reason.
Yeah,
just to like, I don't know, go with the flow of things and like look good on social media. Those girls are the sexiest because they've got the most confidence.
And I feel
girls
like
you, Grace.
Got, yeah. Do you know what? I haven't touched a thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think when I get to 50, the Botox is going to, I trust
you. I'm happy I haven't done anything on my face yet, you know, apart from like fillers.
We get so much we're doing things to our face and we're like, we're not done. Like,
yeah, apart from like a bit of lip fillers and like Botox and stuff. But when I'm older, it's all getting like, do you know what I mean?
You never learn.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
But then sometimes I feel like, you know, when you see older women and they were so beautiful when they were younger, but they've gone so crazy.
With the lifts.
Because obviously, I guess as soon as you start seeing that you're aging, you panic. So you must like go into whatever. But sometimes they end up looking more mental than if they just let themselves age.
I know.
Like, gracefully.
Yeah.
Gracefully.
Age like me looking like a bloke at 57.
It's true. They look stupid. But the thing is, like, I just think there's nothing sexier than confidence. That's the thing. That's the message I wish I could tell my younger self. I obviously wasn't confident.
The Marilyn Monroe effect. Have you heard of this?
No.
The Marilyn Monroe effect is, it doesn't matter what you look like, what you're wearing, whatever. If you walk into a room like you look like, with the confidence that you look like Marilyn Monroe, you will be attractive because you've got like the confidence.
But that
honestly,
is so true.
I've seen the most plain Jane, like basic looking girls, like they bag the best guys.
Yeah.
Like they actually bag the best guys. Literally. And then the girls that overdo it with BBLs, boobs, like not even surgery, nose, this. Them girls, sometimes it just shows insecurity though.
Yeah. It's not even that. Like there are girls that even haven't had BBLs and they're just so beautiful. They put so much effort in and they're like on Instagram, they've got million followers and I know of them and like in real life they're not confident, they're not like, they're very insecure or they don't rate themselves, they don't respect themselves, and around men they let men walk all over them and they don't do well at all. Whereas the girls that might not be are like a million followers and they're just like they work a normal job, they've not had surgery but they're confident and they're strong, like they respect themselves, that's like what we should all be aiming
and
for.
I feel like there's also a difference between confidence, and I have run into so many girls like this, and just being like a bougie, like I've had girls walk past me like,
oh my god,
and you know, treat themselves like a piece of shit because they think they're the shit, and it's like,
yeah, fat up.
That's not confidence, it's like
arrogance.
Yeah, that's it. Cool, arrogance. Yeah
that I just hate. I hate like anyone that's up
past this industry as well, like the more you're in this industry of like influencers and like whatever, or like even podcasters or whoever, it's like everyone just thinks they're on a different power status because of like their followers or their business or this.
I feel like me and Mandy, we've always kind of been like a bit odd one, like since coming into this industry, we don't really like hang around with many people in the industry. We don't, we're not very like connected. I remember coming out of Love Island and everyone was like, just be friends with all these influencers and all these reality. Yeah. Like, go to these events and fake it because it's, do you know what they said to me? They were like, it's work. Like, make friendships. It's work. Work friendships. I was like, I can't fake it.
Yeah, work pays you. These bitches are paying me.
I can't fake it anyway. It's like really difficult for me to like fake these things. And like, I just think it has to be genuine.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
I feel like, thing is, I'll speak to anyone. I'll make friends with anyone. Like, I'll never have any things about that. But I think the difference is when you pretend that you're back with my bestie.
Oh, yeah. So this is what happened when I came out of Love Island, like some girls in my villa, when we came out, like they'd bitch about each other. And the next thing I see is they're on
the stories.
Love you. And I was like, well, that's weird. That's really weird. Like, I can't do that.
It's so bizarre. And also it just feels really awkward because you're like, I did just call you a slag.
Yeah, literally.
Last week I called you a slag.
I can't do that, man. I'm just too real. But do you remember when you came out of Love Island, you were like, in a way, like, I don't know, was that you're brainwashed? Do you remember?
You had the Love Island brainwash.
She felt like, is that a thing?
Yeah, 100%.
I was like trying to, bitch, wake up, bitch. She was like, for every single person there was like her best friend.
No, but do you know what?
Because we spent so long together.
I was going to say, the only reason I understand that is now, because usually after every season, I'll get people on from the newest season and talk about it. And the one thing I've realized is, they all are so upset when they come out the villa, because when you're in there, you've got to be nice to each other because you're with each other 24/7. And then the groups, and when you come out, there's like groups.
Yeah.
And it all separates. And I feel like it's kind of a hard thing that people don't see, because you all think you're friends and then you come out and it's all then divided.
Because people come out and like that. Oh my God, look at me. I'm popping. I'm loved.
You see how much
fire.
Yeah.
It was a very weird experience coming out because obviously I was there for almost 8 weeks. Like, that's a long time. Especially for me to be away from Mandy.
Yeah.
Like, we're so close.
Yeah.
And I couldn't speak to her. I couldn't speak to my family. And like, we went through this thing together. So I thought that like, that's a bond.
Yeah.
And like, to be honest, like, come on, what are the chances though that you put this many people in and you all stay friends? It's very
It's true.
You're only going to be like friends with a few of them, aren't you?
Yeah,
but like, put me in a fucking villa with anyone, I'll probably end up getting on with them. Like, what are you going to do with your time?
Yeah, you have to get on with them. Like, what else are you going to do?
But it was really hurtful, like when I came out and like certain people, like, I considered as my, like, would say my best friends. And then they just thought like, where they're too famous for me or they're too good for me. Well,
they turn their nose up.
I felt that energy, like they wouldn't support me at my events and stuff like that, which I feel like I really needed the support as well. Because when I came out, I was one of those islanders that got a lot of like trolling. I think I did get a lot of bad trolling. I was like, you either love me or you hate me. I'm that kind of person.
Yeah.
I'm not just like an all loved person. I'm like, you love me or you hate me. Yeah. And I needed the support like from my friends.
Yeah.
But they didn't give it, some of them didn't give it to me. Which hurt a lot. And I don't really speak about it, to be honest. I don't really go into it ever. Because it's just like, it's done. It's in the past. You see, people, I think in life, you see people's true colours and you just learn from it and you move on.
I was going to say, I feel like that's a thing of growing up. You know, like with me, before I came into the industry, I thought everyone was my friend.
Yeah.
Everyone was my friend, blah, blah. And also I feel like when you're coming up and you're at, you know, a stage where you're popular.
Everyone is your fucking friend.
Or like, you know, when people are really interested in what you're doing, everyone is your friend.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you start, you know,
not as much
or whatever, because it happens to everyone. You always have a rise and a little bit of a fall. Downs, yeah.
It's a waves.
Radio silence.
Oh, well, that's so crazy because like coming out of Love Island, everyone wants to be my friend. Mm. A year, 2 years down the line, quiet.
Yeah.
Now my podcast is getting bigger.
Yeah. Everyone's coming
back. I'm seeing people appear.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah.
Wow, you're suddenly appearing.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, I just can't be bothered. I like have the same friends that I had before Love Island. They're my real friends.
Yeah.
I just
always the way.
Yeah.
Friends before, when you were not on telly or anything like that, will always remain your proper
friends.
Yeah,
the real ones.
Yeah. And now, especially being in my 30s,
your circle's really small. You know, it's just your dog and cat. And
you're like, I'm alone.
There's literally no one.
Someone here.
But at least you know that like you can go to them for anything and they're there for you. They love you for you.
Yeah.
And you guys are so lucky because you're sisters as well. Like,
that's
you're
a problem though.
Oh, really?
Well.
Bitch.
You know why? Because we have each other and we love each other and we like, we're all with each other all the time. We almost feel like we don't need friends.
Yeah.
Okay, I get, yeah.
We don't put the effort in enough
to socialize because
we've got each other, so it's like in a way it's a good and
you've always
bad.
Got someone there, I guess. Yeah. So it's
then
like
the worst part is when we argue, then I really ain't got no one.
Oh yeah, yeah,
really. Good. It's like, mom. Like, then it's
the
really
dog,
bad.
Like, what's
then
up?
I just hit up a friend and they're like, where the fuck have you been for the last month? I'm like, yeah,
I'm
arguing.
You know, I didn't even think of that because I guess it's always like having a friend with you anyway.
Luckily, we squash it quickly, though.
Yeah. But don't let it go. Like, we've learned as well. I think, like, as you get older, I keep saying this, but you learn, like, ego is just so not a thing.
Stubbornness.
Like, forget pride and ego. It's no good. Just put it aside. Just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We just squash it. When we lived together, it was easier. Because when we lived together...
Just go in the room. Sorry.
Yeah. How can you have beef? Like, we're literally both making coffee at the same time.
It's true.
But since we moved in with our boyfriends, like, obviously, I said our boyfriend's best friends.
Mm.
So, like, you moved in with yours and I moved in with mine. And then it's harder when we have an argument.
Yeah,
because it's like I'm like, well, she's not calling me.
So I'm not gonna call her.
And he's like, just call her. Like, what
the hell's wrong? I love that they're mediators.
Literally, he's like, you're not a weirdos. Like, seriously, stop it.
But now doing a podcast together, it's mad because like we work together, so we can't even not.
Yeah, it's so true.
You have to sort.
You have
to. We bicker on the podcast.
Yeah, we've had bickerings on the podcast.
I
and then
love
like
that.
Usually they're Team Mandy though, because she's the funny one.
Shut up, man! Stop fucking milking it.
It's me true. In the comments. Team Anna.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm on your side.
Thanks.
Me DMing you privately. Maybe. Actually, I was on your side.
No, I don't agree. I don't know. I don't know why they're on my side. Maybe just a bitch. I'm joking. I feel like they probably are on my side because like...
Well, within every duo, there's always people that prefer one or the other. Mm. It's always the way. And you'll have some people... Like, it's literally split half and half.
It's not really
weird.
It's like 75%, 25%.
Really?
Well, she's funny. Like, so she brings a lot of laughter and joy into people's lives. Like, and I feel like I'm not.
Do you know what it is?
I've cried on the podcast
You're
many times, yeah?
Very chaotic in a great way.
Really?
You guys are like polar opposites is what I've noticed here. Like,
that's what everyone says.
Yeah.
But
you're
know
like,
what? It's not true, yeah?
Oh,
not.
Really?
I don't know. Like,
we are, in a way. But we are, because I'm not like as crazy as you.
Because everyone thinks I'm like, you know, I'm like the more loud and fiery and feisty one.
Mm.
And you're like more calm and like quiet. But really, she's the feisty. She's the feisty.
You guys saw
on
Love Island how feisty.
She's the one that
rare. You're fucking
2 days.
So
just
incredible.
Out.
They didn't
even more soft. Like,
did they not show the whole thing?
No.
Was it worse?
It was way worse.
Shut
the
up.
The producers had to take me into the diary room after, like, you went way too bad. But like, sorry, he it was
right
really
in front of your face as well. Yeah,
what he did. Like,
I think like Anna would probably like, I'd probably take more shit than Anna. Anna won't take no shit from like, even friends. Like,
but also, I think that's because like, I grew up like being really badly bullied.
Yeah. Did so, you?
Yeah, really. She didn't. She was always a popular one. Whereas like I was always like, during primary, secondary, I was really badly bullied. And I feel like that's kind of made me very defensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like I almost, once I got out of that whole bullying thing.
Oh,
so
after like, I came to school.
You were ready.
She actually did. She actually got her friends.
I came to school.
And then they like, they made, basically protected me, yeah? It's weird because she's younger than me.
Yeah. But I was like, chains.
She like, had half her hair shaved off.
Like
you had that hairstyle.
Half her hair shaved off.
I see it all.
I had like say two no piercings more. Under my collarbone. I had like, honestly, it was like black jeans, black trainers, like sovereign rings, like the little gelled bit of my hair.
Like, I had one eyebrow.
Did you?
I was like a proper like a she prefect, was so cute. Good girl.
She corrupted me. Self-made slits in my eyebrow.
So you went down to the school dressed like that.
Yeah. So basically, she like kind of protected me. And then when I went to like college, I was like, I don't ever want to be like made to feel like that again.
Yeah.
Eating my lunch in the toilet kind of vibe. I don't ever want to be made to feel like that ever again. So now like I'm always since then been really defensive. Like anyone disrespects me or makes me feel little.
Yeah.
Like even a little bit, I'm like, whoa. So maybe I did overreact, but to be honest, I think in the real world, most women, if they had a boyfriend and their boyfriend-
You were preaching to the choir.
And their boyfriend was hitting on another girl in front of them, they'd react the same.
You but would people, see me in a cell.
Yeah, but people judge.
People always just feel sorry for the person that looks like the victim. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At that point, even if you're in the right and they're in the wrong, because they seem so intimidated and they seem like the victim.
And I think sometimes the edit, what they'll do is they'll put some sad music in the background when you walk off and them like-
Yeah, what you did was
even though they've done something wrong,
it's like a soldier move. Like, who wants to be the girl that's like, I can't believe he did that. Oh my god, I'm so like, I feel like we need more women that are like standing up for themselves, like strong.
Yeah,
I agree.
You
know? Yeah, yeah,
putting their foot down. I don't think fuck with me.
I just don't think the UK likes that very much.
No, but in the Love Island bit, it's so true. Like, it's also a good pity card because you know the audience is going to then be like, oh my god, no, get him out, vote for her. But I think it's so it's so good to see a girl being like, you're a dick.
It's, I think you're it's powerful dick. No,
yeah,
like just to be like to say what's on your mind and
I
like
wish I had that. I promise you I'll never what? Say no. I'll never
that you 100% would
no
on someone.
I'm like, that's fine.
What?
You know, I don't like confrontation at all. Hey, it makes me and you know what else, I can't ever think if I'm like all riled up, I can't ever think what to say.
You know what? In a way, it's a good thing because I do think, right, like when you're angry and you like start like going off on one when you're angry, you might say things that firstly you don't mean.
Yeah.
And like I do
you handle it gracefully. No.
Well,
you handle it like a roadman.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I want to do that moving forward, like when I'm angry. And I actually think I have started to put that in practice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because obviously my relationship and you know what it's like.
Yeah,
so basically, like when I'm angry, I kind of like take myself now away from the situation. Like, and then
pull down.
And then come.
Yeah.
Like, I take myself away. And then just let it boil up for days. And
then you
explode like a bomb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, sometimes I'll get angry and then I'll look back and be like, oh my God, it actually wasn't that deep.
Oh man,
like it wasn't that deep. It was never that deep. And then I'm embarrassed of all the things I said. Like
that's
I've cussed out his whole family.
Yeah.
And whatever. Yeah, like
you
I get embarrassed.
Are so alive.
Yeah. How many siblings, Rose?
Yeah, they're all older than me. And they don't live here.
Are you close or?
I'm close to my brother, but he lives in New York. So it's like.
I've always wanted a brother.
Have you?
And I've always wanted to go to New York. What's your brother's name? I'm joking.
Ollie. But I feel like brothers are good because you can beat the shit out of each other. Well, you guys beat the shit out of each other.
And you can just get like, pick at a man's mind.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah. What would you think about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good point from a man's point of view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't have any male friends.
Yeah.
Not one.
We don't have any.
Do you know what, as well? Like, I feel like it's so good to, when you have people in your friendship group who are like gay or like whether they're man or woman, it's different perspectives that they can give because they have a different perspective.
Yeah. I think it's definitely so good. Like, I wouldn't be allowed to have a guy mate.
Yeah.
My boyfriend would not allow it. The thing is, which is fair enough.
I think it's weird if you get, even with a guy, if they suddenly get like a girl best friend while you're in a relationship. Because I'm why have you been talking so much to your best friend?
Wild.
Yeah.
But if you meet them and they're like, this is like a family friend, like I've always been friends
fine.
With her.
Fine. Yeah, yeah. If then it's pre, like, fine.
Actually, you know, it's like if I meet them at the same time, like, you know, when you just first start seeing a guy, you don't really give a shit about him.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that yeah. and you're seeing that female friend at the same time constantly. Then yeah, it's like you fine. Grow to like her at the same time as him. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But imagine in the middle of your relationship, oh, there's this new girl that, like, you know, we get on really well. We're going to go to the cinema.
That's
together.
Not happening.
I would be like, I'm coming then.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, sorry.
A lot of people have like a thing to say about that. Like,
yeah.
But I saw Olivia Attwood was talking about this on This Morning, I think. Or Loose Women, I don't know. I heard the clip on Instagram, and like a lot of people were like, the presenters were looking at her weirdly, but I think everything she said was on point.
What were they looking
she
at?
She was like, if my boyfriend just suddenly said, I have a girl best mate, and like, yeah. I'm going to go for dinner with her, excuse me?
100%.
You cannot be friends with the opposite sex, all right? Like, unless they're like,
I think unless they're it's gay. True. And unless. It's
unless they get
my opinion,
yeah, or, it's yeah, it's my opinion.
Or it's been purified somehow,
and we say like it's become halalified.
Yeah.
It's basically like it's like if someone Anna used to see or like fuck is like a brother to me now.
Fine,
it's like purified.
Like she can be friends with him because she'd never go.
And
there.
Also, like if I get into a relationship with someone and he's had a friend before, I can't step in and be like. No.
No. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? You have to be
but
like.
You could probably get tight with like your best mates. Boyfriend, or you could probably get tight with your boyfriend.
So
mate.
True, yeah,
because
definitely.
They're like a bro, they're like a brother, they're 100%. Like a bro,
but just a like,
but like a random.
But I mean, there are girls that I've spoken to, like, oh, he's my best mate, he's a guy, like, we're just friends,
yeah.
But like, if we're drunk in bed together, we might do stuff.
That's not your friend.
Oh, yeah, drink it. I have to read the room with how do they act. When they drink, if they're like, oh my God, like, oh, I love you so much. Remember that time that we blah, blah? I'm like, get off.
Yeah.
Get off. That's really weird. Mm-hmm. And if they don't make any effort with you.
I feel like if you put it on a plate, would they eat it?
Probably, yeah.
Exactly.
And then that's not a friend.
Yeah,
basically,
true.
And that's all men. So basically all men can't be friends.
I completely agree. Put them all in that box because it's fucking true. It's fucking true.
99% of them
would eat
you
it.
Put it on the fucking plate, they eat it. But
no, do you know what? It is true.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No, it is true. But if like you made a pass at them, they'd probably take
exactly,
it.
Exactly. But when it's like purified,
yeah.
Like, for example, if you put it on a plate to my boyfriend, or I put it on it was a weird scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd actually probably think like what a fuck. Snake yeah, you yeah, are. Yeah. What a horrible freak. You're a weirdo. Like,
yeah.
You're a freak. Like, that's what you'd think. You'd be like, what kind of horrible person are you? You're trying to do your sister in like that.
Yeah.
Run away. And like, even if I'd done it to your ex-boyfriend, he'd be like freaked out.
Yeah.
Well, like.
It means you're dating good men if they'd have that reaction.
Yeah.
Like, I feel would, like.
But like any other guy, they'd be on it like that.
Oh, especially sisters.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Okay. So you guys are sisters, obviously. I want big sister advice on these situations.
Tell me.
Right? So,
anyways.
Never have sex in a hot tub or a bath?
Oh, do you know what? I feel like a shower, bath, hot tub, sex is overrated. Mm-hmm. It's like, you think it's going to be so...
I feel like it hurts a bit in hot tubs and baths.
Like everyone's like, oh, I don't know. I've never had sex in a hot tub or a bath, so I must say, I don't know.
Really?
But I think like shower sex is overrated as well, because like, you think it's like hot and packed, but really it's like... Like slipping around.
Yeah, you're focusing on not falling.
Yeah.
I've had my fair share of experiences, y'all.
Amen. Yeah.
All right, first of all, I once had sex in a sea with ginger beard.
Yeah.
And
see?
My vagina was burning on fire. Oh, that salt water ain't playing, y'all.
That's so horror.
I think I got thrush after.
Yeah,
I
yeah, 100%.
Like, really bad BV friend, all sorts. There was probably crabs up in there. And I'm not talking about seaweed. Real ones. Like sea crabs. Anyway, that was burning me, yeah. But we was like, you know, everyone's just like, back on the beach, whatever. Oh, no, yeah. But baths. Okay, so you know when it's going, it's very graphic, but you know when it's going inside and outside?
Yeah, water's going in.
And in a shower, it's like, it doesn't work unless the guy is shorter than you. Because how does it work?
And also you're getting your hair wet, all your extensions. And
the
wet,
like, you have to turn off the shower, I know. Because otherwise no, it's like...
Oh, I've never done it with the shower off.
Like, because
you might as well just do it.
But then it's just awkward.
Yeah.
You might as well go to
the
bed.
The shower, okay,
the shower has to be really big.
I don't know, like, hold on, let me just turn this off.
It's actually too much for me.
The bed's right there. Yeah. An ensuite, but she's like,
well,
we're doing
the shower. We always end up going to the bed.
Yeah.
Because it's like the shower is like also wet and like the water was getting in the way.
So
I'm just trying to climb the walls. I'm trying to climb the walls so it like goes, you know.
I agree. You know? It's all overrated.
It's really overrated.
It's hazardous.
Overrated.
Slip and like.
Unless a man is a really good squatter and then he could just.
But most men,
of the time, it's just, you know.
Just stick to the bed.
Agreed.
Yeah. Sofa.
Sometimes it becomes a fail, and then that gets really
and
awkward.
And then it's more,
that.
Yeah, it's you're like, so we shouldn't see each other.
Yeah, never again.
Next one. If you can't be good, be careful. Condoms.
I thought you were talking about cheating.
If you can't be good, me. Don't get caught.
Oh my god!
And that's the bottom line. You're like, yes.
I don't get it. I mean, it really applies to the cheating more than the condoms. I don't know
you
how.
Know what? Let's do
how
the cheating.
How
one.
Does it? I don't know how we
can explore. But
let's do the cheating one.
The condoms.
Condoms, you should all protect yourself.
Everyone should
protect themselves.
Always be careful.
Yeah, everything's rife at the moment, especially at uni. Crazy times. Yeah. Crazy times.
But the cheating
one, look. I mean, look at men. Look. They can't be good and they can't be careful. That's why they keep getting caught.
Yes, so why do we catch them every time?
They can't do both.
Every time.
Right? At least when women do it, they're not good, but they're careful.
Yeah, how would, careful. They wouldn't know.
No.
But I do think that, like, I always have this debate with my boyfriend all the time. Like, women, I'm like, men are such cheats. Like, why do they do this? He's like, women do as well. And he's like, women do it even just as much. Do you think that?
No, okay, first of all, I don't think they do it as much because women aren't as like sexually driven and as sexual as men.
Agreed,
we want to fucking romance. I want you to like buy me a bouquet of flowers, open a door for me, book Novikov. I want to go
romantic
shit. Like that's like, it's a pussy wet. Like I want romance.
Yeah.
I want shopping. Anyway, but men, they're just so like, they want like, horny, horny.
They just want sex.
Just straight up sex.
Men are like a different breed.
Yeah. I always say like
breed.
We
should all be women.
I saw something on TikTok with a woman, like foreplay starts from the morning. Not from like just rubbing my clit.
Yeah.
It starts from the morning.
For you.
The way you like, no, because foreplay isn't that if you've been a dick to me all day and then you suddenly start rubbing my clit. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to treat me 100%. Nice all day, make me special, and then I'm gonna be
but
on
from
it.
From the moment the alarm clock goes off and we just turn around and be like, you are the most beautiful person in the world. I love you. Do you want a coffee, sweetheart?
And then I'll listen.
Then I might suck a dick at
me. Yeah, 100%. Well, maybe not me.
Maybe.
But, okay. You should, when moisturising, everyone should moisturise. Soft bum.
Soft bum.
Everyone loves a soft ass.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
My ass wasn't always soft. Like being Iranian, I was a very hairy girl.
People don't talk about that. Yeah. Do you know, I had the hairiest arms, and I remember everyone was like, oh my God, your arms are so hairy. And I was like, does no one have hairy arms?
Really? I mean, I'm hairy everywhere. Like, I think me and Mandy's vagina
we're
hairs
human.
Would start here.
We are very hairy.
Yeah, like, and especially hairy me, because I'm like much paler than Mandy, and I have like black hairs.
Yeah.
It wasn't a look.
We spent all our student loans on laser hair removal.
Really?
Oh, the government for our dolphin skin.
Yeah.
Honestly. Now, thank you, government.
Now I can say it. Has always said I'm like a dolphin.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe dolphin.
I just shave and it'll come back an hour later.
Yeah, you need to get that laser, baby.
I do. Yeah. Drop me the link.
Yeah.
Drop me the link. Hashtag gift.
Especially if you want to have people looking at your pussy, then you definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I can't be doing like.
It's like a tongue scrub.
Yeah, like Velcro.
Yes, exactly.
But well, it's like a tongue scraper.
But you know, now I'm in a relationship, but change moisturising not as much as I used to. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
Sometimes, but I hope you don't notice, I'm going to get in the bed all grey and happy and shit. Like, and then he'll be like trying to touch me. Like, don't touch me because I'm not in the mood. Really, it's because I'm just rough as fuck.
Yeah. It's like an exfoliator for him.
Basically.
I don't even remember her question.
I don't want to feel my dinosaur feet under the
not
bed.
Not the dinosaur feet. Put socks on. Someone said, if he makes you cry at least once a week, you should throw him away.
Oh my God, that's my life. Oh, who said this? Who knows about me?
Yeah. Been a fly on the wall.
Definitely throw our boyfriends away.
But then again, I've been crying a lot sometimes. I've been crying easily.
I will cry at advert.
All the time.
Yeah, so that doesn't apply to
advert.
I just can't stop crying. I go
very
cry
true.
Now.
Like, I'm like, you didn't
crying.
Say good morning.
Why?
I would literally cry about that,
No, I do.
If he woke up and he didn't even acknowledge me, I'd cry.
Oh my God, that's
100%.
All the time,
100%.
Yeah. So we'd have to throw anyone.
Did you been watching this like, babe, what the fuck?
Our boyfriends don't watch our podcast.
If they watched it,
they'd probably dump us.
Yeah.
Fair. Fair. And they should stay away.
They should stay away.
Stay right
Sometimes
away.
When his family members are like, I might start watching a podcast. I'm like, no.
No. What about the saying, it's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission?
Oh.
No. I don't agree.
I feel like I'm always asking for forgiveness because I'm always doing something wrong.
Yeah. But I think the asking for forgiveness, what if they don't forgive you?
True, and then you've just fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least permission.
That's so true.
It's like a little, like, you know, safety net.
And at least you've asked.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking about, man. Like, honestly. We're trying our hardest.
Well, no, we are fucking trying our hardest, but you guys are cuffed up and I'm not. So, okay.
Yeah, you're single, living your best life. You're literally living your best life. Enjoy it because you don't know when you're next going to get in a relationship.
Yeah, so
you don't
know when you're last.
Literally, you don't know when you're last.
I promise you, in like 4 years, then I'll get in a relationship again.
You just don't know though.
You don't know when your last kiss or your last bang is going to actually be your last
bang,
your only one.
You need to keep that in mind.
Like when I banged Ginger Bean and I kissed Bimby, I didn't know he was going to be the last.
Oh my God, it's so true.
I didn't know. We didn't know it was going to be the last.
It was just a fun thing.
That's a horrible thought.
Yeah, so just literally enjoy every minute.
Second. Shag like it's my last.
Yes.
And I will.
Yeah.
See you at Ocean Beach.
10 years.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I want to come to Ocean Beach with you, man.
Yeah, say no more.
Just live through you.
Live through me and I'll tell you all about my life.
Tell us all about your life because we have nothing to talk about.
I still haven't had sex. You'll be like,
I don't know what's going on with you. You're the worst single person ever.
I know. Do you know what it is? Sex makes me cringe.
What do you mean?
I get really bad cringe after sex.
You have the urge to crack jokes in the middle of it.
Yeah, I'm like, that was good. Or like after, I want to be like, good job that. You did a great job. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes I feel like the more funny I am, like on my podcast, the less I'm seen in like a sexual way.
Thank you.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. If you'd like to see my DMs, dry.
Really? I
promise you. Or it's like 16-year-olds that are like, give me a chart. And I'm like, jail.
Yeah, because like,
jail exists.
When you're always like taking the piss out yourself, when you're always like cracking jokes, and bantering, it's like the women that are like really sick, they're like, they're mysterious.
Nah.
They're like,
and do you know what the worst thing is? When guys, they're like, oh, you're one of the guys.
Oh, I
know. You're one of the guys. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's what I get.
And I'm like, I am, but fuck you.
Yes.
Fuck
that's
you.
I always get.
At least fancy me maybe a little bit because I'm funny.
Yeah.
Not that because I'm one of the guys.
Because you guys are like comedians.
Yeah.
Like, us comedians. Like Jimmy Carr. Like, I know. We're selling out arenas.
I'm like, I'll probably get cancelled if I stand up.
First thing. It's like the Ricky Gervais thing straight away.
Look at him.
Yeah, look at it. We still make him money though. So he gives a fuck. He gives a fuck. Be cancelled and make money. Yeah, I don't think you can get cancelled.
Like, if Ricky Gervais is still going, I can.
If you don't give a fuck and never address it,
no one does.
You can't, like, what are they going to do?
That's true.
Everybody
they'll get bored of it.
Controversy.
Not on this pod, though. I've got bills to pay, Mandy. I've got bills to pay.
Not
on this fucking pod. Do it on your own. And I'll come on. Anyway, girls, it's been amazing. I've had a great time.
We spoke for like an hour before and an hour now.
I'm just going to have to sit in silence on the way home.
My mouth hurts.
Me too. Honestly, it's been so joyful.
I've had an amazing time.
It's our first time ever
on someone's podcast.
Is it?
Ever.
Yeah. Thank you.
I was shitting myself.
Thank you.
Before.
You shouldn't have
Honestly,
been.
Honestly, I was fucking shitting myself.
Prosecco helped, I have to say.
Yeah, it has helped a lot.
It really did, bro.
Anyway, it's been the best.
Thank you for coming on
anytime. If you guys have been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Say bye, guys.
Bye.